Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Are you guys ready?
Absolutely ready.
Let's do it. It's time now for some Ones Gotta Go. Powered by our friends at Arnold Electrical Services. Joining us today is our friend Erin and Creep. But before we get to her, I got to remind you, get your text messages into our text line. 44995. Send us a couple of options that you think are difficult to pick between, and then we're simply going to tell you which one's got to go. Erin, how are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Good.
Are you ready to play some One's Gotta Go? We're excited to have you here today.
I am so excited.
Good. Perfect. Let's get going.
Okay. Erin, real quick, did you have to scrape snow off your car this morning?
Unfortunately, I did.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
No. God
wow.
love you.
Lucky me in the Southwest summer.
Marissa.
All right.
Well,
calm down.
One woman who loves winter is like the one that did not. Convenient.
So we got to ask from a 219 texter. One's got to go. 5 inches of snow per day year round.
Oh, gosh.
All year.
Or never being able to wear shoes in the winter. Which one's got to go?
Never being able to wear shoes in the winter's got to go.
Really? Why is that?
I hate shoveling snow, driving in snow. I would rather walk in a little bit in the middle of winter.
Oh, so the snow's got to go. You want the
snow's
shoes.
Gotta go.
Okay. Snow's got to go.
Okay,
gotcha. You'll never wear shoes. Okay.
Yeah, Erin, I'm with you. Snow, get out of here. I would go shoeless for an entire winter if it meant not getting snow for an entire year.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd be so afraid in the winter of frostbite and losing my toes.
You got 10 of them.
And I may end up with zero. So, love you both, but the snow's got to go.
Okay. Next one up, this is another 219 texter here. One's got to go for Thanksgiving dinner, because we are a week away. Oh, green gosh. Bean casserole or stuffing? Which one are you going with here, Erin?
Ugh.
Green bean casserole's got to go. I love stuffing.
Okay, good answer. Melissa?
I'll say green bean casserole also has to go as long as the stuffing does not have celery.
Really? Bleh. That's your breaking point?
Yeah, that's the only thing. It's disgusting.
Remember
I hate
how we say
celery.
Like, Melissa's like 11 years old. It goes with her eating her vegetables, too.
I know.
Yeah, when we were in Nashville, she would not eat, was it green beans? She would not eat her green beans.
Yeah. I can't help it.
I will say the green bean casserole's got to go. I love them both. However, some people make their green bean casserole with like too much vinegar and it kind of ruins it. So it can be ruined. Stuffing, you can't go wrong with stuffing, celery or not.
Okay. Last one, Erin, just for you. An 815 texter with a question. One's got to go. 32 degrees with snow or 0 degrees with no snow? Which one's got to go?
Ooh.
32 degrees with snow's
got to
go.
Oh, okay.
Clearly, you do not like snow.
I love
you. Yeah, Aaron, you're a no snow
girl. I've never been more on the same page with anyone than I am with Aaron and Crete. The snow has, one's got a snow way.
Austin.
Melissa.
We're talking to Jared and Joliet for Dear Melissa and Austin, who's trying to figure out how much time is too much time with your spouse. Could you overdo it? Jared, what's going on?
Hey, guys. So I've worked from home since the pandemic, and all was going well. My wife worked in her office, but she since got a new job about 6 months ago, and she works from home. So now we're both always home and always together. It's like we see each other every second of every day, just constantly, whether it's using the restroom or whether she hears me not in a call and pops in and talks about, oh, like, you know, what I'm supposed to do in the yard this weekend. And it's just we're always together. What's like a solution here?
Remember when some of this happened during the pandemic when everybody stayed home and the marriages were going either amazingly well or mm-hmm. people were getting divorced?
Yeah, they're not, almost like not used to that much time together.
They needed a break
yeah.
from each other.
Well, and I think it is important. Now, honestly, the relationship with your wife, I imagine, Jared, is probably the closest relationship you have on this earth. I work every single day with my work wife, and let me tell you how annoying that gets.
Wait, Austin!
What?
That's terrible.
Oh, I didn't know you were listening.
You get a break from me every day. Maybe I need a break from you.
Okay, not big enough, honestly. No, Jared, I think one first solution would be to take your work out of the house a couple days a week, maybe like a coffee shop, or if you wanted to rent out some workspace. And that way the two of you could trade off back and forth. And I think sometimes when you have a change of scenery, it helps with your focus at work as well. What do you think, Mel?
I think you should get out every day.
Oh my goodness, Mel.
Right. Just like you would for a regular job. I agree with Austin. Go to a place, if you can afford to buy one of those little workplaces where it's shared space, great. If it was me, there's no way in a million years I would be able to see somebody 24/7, days a week.
That's just so you, though.
That is so me.
That is so you. You get so tired with like the same thing over and over very quickly.
I'm like, I just need variety.
You've seen a lot of me over the last week. Are you getting tired of me?
No, but if it was a full 7 days or 10 days or 2 weeks, you know, eventually I'd be like, oh, you know, I need a break. It has nothing to do with you and it has everything to do with me. So get out, go leave every single day.
Yeah. Get out of the house, not out of the marriage.
Yeah, definitely do that. Hey, if you can afford another apartment.
Mel, Mel.
What?
Now you're just now you're basically just like, yeah, if you could just live in a separate place than her, you know, that now you're basically having them do everything but sign the papers.
Give you some free time.
Okay. Mel's just a very independent woman and loves that independence, but Jared, take it from me. Yeah, I think the change of scenery will help, and maybe like a couple days a week and maybe more if you need it. But yeah, hopefully that helps.
No, I like that idea. I mean, it would be a little too costly, I think, to rent a space.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's a good idea to go to like a coffee shop or something like that.
You know what? Check with your works, too. Sometimes, you know, to help with productivity, a work will invest in like a shared office space or something like that.
Do they really do that?
Sometimes. Some companies.
That's
it depends on the company, mostly. But check with your work and see if that'd be something that they would entertain the idea of. Thank you so much, man. We appreciate you calling us for Dear Melissa and Austin. And if you need any help with us for your problems for Dear Melissa and Austin.
Yep, you can email me, melissa@us99.com or austin@us99.com.
As you, I'm sure you know, Melissa and I spent the first part of this week in Nashville ahead of the CMA Awards, and I still can't get over the fact that Melissa McGurn, my lovely, sweet, beautiful co-host, wanted to get dinner at 4 o'clock in the evening.
Well, Austin, we were busy, and I like eating dinner early. I know it's like old person Melissa.
Like that, you know, I know that's like before my Nana eats dinner.
I know. Usually people like 75 or older love eating dinner early. And that's just, I'm an old person at heart, okay?
Yeah. Do you not feel old when you ask your friends to get dinner at 4 o'clock in the evening?
Well, they tell me I'm old too because they want to eat dinner at 7. But I'm like, no, let's go at 4:30. And they're like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Mel's like, we should go, let's go to dinner right now. I looked at my watch and I was like, and look, I know the sun goes down a little bit earlier now, But I looked at my watch. I was like, Mel, it's 4:30.
I know. But then that got us talking. And we're like, okay, what makes you an old person, too? I mean, I know I'm old, but not really old, but I act old.
Yeah. I felt old walking around Nashville, pointing out to you all of the places and what they used to be.
You were like, when I was a kid and I was walking around was Nashville, like, this building used to
first,
be that.
The first radio station I ever worked at was right here in this building that's now demolished, and it's a condo building's in its place. That was me.
Yeah, you were. This place changes all the time.
Yeah. So what is it for you? What is the thing that you do that makes you feel old? For me, it's pointing out places and what they used to be. And for Mel, it's eating dinner at 4 o'clock. 312-946-4995. What do you do that you're like, oh my gosh, I am so old?
Turn the music down. It's so loud.
312-946-4995. Let's all feel old together next. Chrissy and Elwood.
Chrissy, you're not old, but what makes you old?
I put my pajamas on at 4. I don't go to dinner at 4. My pajamas are on at 4.
Oh, my gosh. At 4 p.m. Oh, now, is this just a daylight savings time thing, like when the sun is down super early, or do you do this year-round?
No, year-round. I mean, I'm a teacher, and when I'm not dragging my kids to baseball or doing other things, as soon as I walk in the door when I get home, my pajamas go on.
You are my kind of girl. You're like a sister from another mystery.
Okay,
because
wait a minute.
I love doing that too.
Chrissy, let's see how old you are. Does your pajamas include a nightcap?
No.
He's not talking the drink. He's talking the hat.
Yeah, like an Ebenezer Scrooge little hat to go with your pajamas.
No, but you know, I did buy old lady cream yesterday.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay, wow.
That's awesome.
So Chrissy, I'm going to guess your age. 82?
No, I'm not quite 50. Okay.
But you're acting like you're 82.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Chrissy, listen, we want to thank you for this call. And look, Mel and I do appreciate it because, you know, we do things that make us feel a lot older than we are. So we appreciate it.
You're only as old as you think you are. So,
thank
you know.
Thank you. Okay. I like that.
82.
Right. I like that.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Kaylin in Lockport.
You're not old, but you act old. What do you do?
I prefer calling to texting.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a good one.
That is the exact opposite of my co-host, Melissa McGurn. She will text a novel before picking up the phone and talking to anyone. So why is it that you prefer calling over texting?
I just feel like it's easier than typing all the words. And then I can also understand, like, tone better.
Yes.
I'm a bad person for tone over text. So I just prefer calling and actually listening to what you have to say.
I just love that you said texting all those words.
Yeah, all those words. No, you know what? I'm with Kaylin on this one. And it might make me seem even older than I was going into this. But I agree with you that we should bring back calling. Normalize calling again. And you know what? We should bring back rotary phones while we're at it.
Oh, my gosh. We are old. Chrissy, do you ever have trouble getting off the phone? Because, you know, it's like you're actually talking.
No, not really. Once the conversation's over, it's over.
Yeah.
All right.
She's like, which is why I'm about to leave. Thank you guys for taking my call. No, Kaylin, literally, thank you so much. We appreciate you calling and feeling old with us.
And talking to us,
no
you know,
problem.
Person to person
thank
right
you.
Now.
Yeah. Thank you for calling 312-946-4995 and not texting 44995.
Thank you.
Caitlin in Cedar Lake.
You're not old, but what do you do that makes you old?
I watch Jeopardy at 3:30.
Now that is, you are old. You are 90 going on 91.
The Jeopardy Wheel of Fortune back to back and then going to bed shortly after is probably the creme de la creme of feeling old.
Yes.
Oh my.
And it's what's even worse is I've started to be able to get some of the answers right now.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Yeah. You've been in it too long.
How long have you been doing that?
Probably about 6 years now or so.
And okay. How old are you?
33.
Gosh, you've been doing it since our 20s.
About 6 years now when I turned 70. Kaylin, that's awesome. And that is a very relatable one for sure. So, yeah, though it does make us all feel older to be watching those late afternoon programming, you're not alone in it.
I appreciate that.
Hey, quick question. On the board, in the mornings on US 99, buzzer.
Oh, I don't know.
It's what is the best morning show in America, right?
Yeah. It's what is Melissa and Austin?
What is Melissa and Austin?
Caitlin, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great day, guys.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Melissa.
Austin.
Everyone loves the same things about Thanksgiving, you know, the turkey, the football, but what about the parade?
One of the best parades of all time is the Magnificent Mile Parade.
Yes.
That happens right before Thanksgiving every year, and I'm so excited. Kimberly Bear is the CEO of the Magnificent Mile Association, who's coming to talk to us about the 33rd annual Wintrust Magnificent Mile Lights Festival. It's taking place Saturday, November 23rd.
That's exactly right, Melissa.
I'm so excited.
Kimberly, thanks so much for joining us in studio. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks. It's a great pleasure to be here.
All right, so tell us, what's going on this year with the parade?
You mentioned this is our 33rd year, and I don't care if you were here in the first year or last year, this year will be different. New this year, we've got Buzz Lightyear, Woody, Anna, Elsa, Tiana, and Belle, just for starters.
Oh my gosh, my daughters so would lose their minds.
I know, no kidding. One of the things I love most about this parade is it's done at night. So the Mag Mile is lit up from start to end, and it's pretty magical. At the end, is there going to be fireworks?
There are. At 7 o'clock, the Wintrust Spectacular, and it'll be lit off from the Chicago River. Incredibly iconic.
I love that.
I love that, too.
Okay, so the kiddos will be gazed at the characters. What about for the adults? What special goodies we got for us?
Well, we've got some of your favorite entertainment coming back. One of the fan favorites, is the Petoskey Steel Drum Band. Of course, we have Santa. And, you know, the real magic comes from Walt Disney World Resorts. Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse.
Come on.
As our parade marshals.
Yes.
Again, we love Disney.
Now, some people make a tradition and they come every single year. You got a lot of people who might be first timers. When should they start to line up? And then the parade starts where and finishes where?
The day starts at 11 o'clock with Lights Festival Lane. That's at Pioneer Court. That's at 401 North Michigan Avenue. All kinds of free events. We've got free giveaways and pictures with Santa and more and more and more.
Oh, that's cool.
Michigan Avenue may close as early as 2:30. Once that baby's closed, there's no getting across. So we encourage people to come down early. Even better yet, spend the night before, because then you're right on the avenue. You just roll out of bed. You walk to your favorite spot. Lights Fest, 11 a.m. to 4. And then the parade kicks off at the corner of Oak and Michigan, comes south on Michigan, and then turns the bend on Wacker. All spots are great. The spectacular, the fireworks will be right at the Chicago River. Pick your favorite spot, but get there early. Take Metra. Come down the night before.
Yeah.
Be prepared for a little bit of traffic.
I almost feel like the New York parade that they do every year is a little overdone or something.
Yeah.
You know? And I think this one's just more a little more magical.
Well, I never want to throw shade. But we're the third largest parade in the country, and we're the largest nighttime parade.
Yes.
And we've got more Disney magic than a whole lot of people can claim.
That's all I'll say.
And that's what I love about it. Thank you so much for coming in, letting us know what's going on. I'm super excited for it, because to me, that officially kicks off the holiday season.
Well, once you see Santa, I mean, that pretty much means Christmas is here, basically, right?
I know. I love it.
Well, let me just throw one other thing. This year, we've got a 60-foot tall Kermit balloon coming. So if anybody out there is a Muppet fan, holy moly.
Oh my gosh. You just hooked in another few thousand people on that one.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Kimberly. We really appreciate you coming in. Can't wait to see the parade this year again. 33rd Annual Wintrust Magnificent Mile Lights Festival. Yeah.
MagnificentMile.com for all the information you need.
That is correct.
Thanks so much, Kimberly.
Thank you, Austin. Thanks, Melissa.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes.
Jerry in Michigan City.
What's your great news?
I am going on Saturday, leaving for Georgia to visit my brother's family, and I haven't been down there in like 8 years.
Oh, wow. Oh,
okay. And I'm also going to meet for the first time a very young set of a great niece and great nephew.
Oh, nice. Oh,
that's cool.
For the first time.
Yes, Harper and Maddox.
Oh, how old are they?
Harper is 6 and Maddox is about 18 months.
Nice. Oh, that's so cute. Why did it take so long to get to Georgia?
I've tried to get my mom down there, and unfortunately, she passed away in May. And we just couldn't do it. She kept getting sick. So she was able to see them, though.
Good.
They came up, but I haven't been down there. So I'm going for Thanksgiving.
Very nice.
Oh, that's going to be so great. It's like heartwarming, especially because it's around the holidays and it's been so long.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm excited.
Are you driving or flying?
I am driving. So I'm leaving Saturday morning. And actually, I'm going to stay right outside of Nashville.
Okay. Very nice.
On the way down, and then probably on the way back. I might even spend a night, actually 2 nights in Nashville and check it out.
Okay.
Oh, you should. Give her one place that she needs to go.
Oof, baby. If you want to, if you want to be very touristy, obviously, you know, downtown Nashville, the Johnny Cash Museum, Country Music Hall of Fame, all of those are awesome. If you want to be a not so touristy and you're looking for a great burger, I'd say Pharmacy Burger. It's in East Nashville.
East Nashville. Yeah. I love burgers, so I'll definitely have to check it out.
Okay.
Any one adult establishment I should make sure I hit?
Ooh, Jerry, now you're talking my language.
I like you.
Honestly, a staple that is off the beaten path of Lower Broadway, because Lower Broadway is very Vegas-y now. It's, you know, it's very much, you know, and it is touristy. There's anywhere you go in Lower Broad is going to be great. There's so many great venues there with live music. Tootsie's, of course, is world famous. If you want to go off the beaten path, Midtown area, you got to go to Losers and check it out, because that is a fun one. A lot of the artists will tend to go to the bars that aren't as
touristy.
Yeah, so
that would be awesome. Losers and Tootsies.
Losers and Tootsies.
And Pharmacy.
That was actually and a pharmacy. Working title for this show's name. Tootsie and Loser, basically.
Well,
Melissa and Austin.
You know who the loser is, right?
Okay. Yeah, Mel, that was what I was insinuating. You didn't have to rub it in.
Melissa, I was thinking the same thing.
Okay, Jerry, I'm giving you all this, these great tips for Nashville, but no.
Oh, you are hilarious,
listen,
Jerry.
I'm glad you know how to play along. I know you're like Ray Charles and got Georgia on the mind, but we want to thank you for calling us to share your great news about this trip. Call us afterwards. Let us know how it goes. And if you need some entertainment on the drive down, because it's a long drive, dare I say our show after the show podcast will keep you entertained for most of that.
It's on the list.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, Jerry, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it.
Well, and I appreciate you guys. You get me smiling every morning on my way to work, and I just love you guys.
Well, we love you too, and make sure you drive very safely.
Yes.
I will, definitely.
Melissa, can you repeat to the class what you were telling me just in that last while Morgan Wallen's whiskey glasses was playing?
Sure. I don't know if I was just so freaked out last night that Jeff Bridges got Morgan Wallen's name wrong, but in the middle of the night last night at about 3:30 a.m., I woke up a little bit and I was like maybe a quarter of the way awake, but I was awake, like I was conscious that I was like coming out of a sleep. And I tried to move to grab my phone to look at the time to see what time it is from my dresser. And I couldn't move. I was literally frozen, like paralyzed. And it was the weirdest thing I have felt in a long time, because when I was about 30, I had that exact same thing happen to me. And a long time ago, I was living in Lansing, and I had that same thing happen to me, and I freaked out then, too. And I thought, what is this?
No, you're describing every time I wake up.
No. What do you mean? Have you had that happen to you?
Yeah, every morning. I wake up, and I just cannot move.
Austin, it's not being tired. There's this thing called sleep paralysis, and it's an actual, real thing where you wake up or partially wake up, and your body is paralyzed. It only lasts a short time.
Yeah. You're literally describing every morning that I wake up, Mel. Every time I wake up, I'm like, ugh, I can't get up.
No. You're missing the point. This is you're paralyzed. This isn't like you don't want to wake up or move. This is you actually cannot move. You can't move.
I don't think that's a real thing.
It's a real thing. It's a medical term, and it's called that. And I think it happens to people on occasion.
Yeah.
Okay. Austin.
I don't think it's real.
Austin, it's real. It's a medical term.
All right. 312-946-4995. Did you ever wake up and couldn't move?
It's called sleep paralysis.
Phone lines are going to blow up because everyone feels that way when they wake up.
No. Not like that. No, if you've had it, please call.
312-946-4995. If you've ever had sleep, what is it?
Sleep paralysis.
Okay, sleep paralysis. 312-946-4995. Caitlin in Highland.
Caitlin, will you please tell Austin that sleep paralysis is a real thing?
It is a real, real thing. And I was actually getting frustrated listening to him say it wasn't, because he's not getting it.
Well, I do get it, because I get it every morning. Like, it's hard to wake up. Like, it's hard to move my arms.
Not the same thing.
Caitlin,
no,
tell him.
You literally cannot move. And I said that I experienced what is, to me anyways, the worst kind of sleep paralysis, which is actually night terrors.
Ooh.
So it's like you're having a nightmare, or you're having something in your head that you're scared of, or that's making you scared, and your brain knows that you're dreaming. It knows that it's not real, but your body can't move.
Yep.
So your body can't move, but your brain is awake, but you're also having a nightmare at the same time. So it's a different form of sleep paralysis, but sleep paralysis is 100% a real, real thing, and it's scary.
Wait, Caitlin, is there like medication you take for it? Like what? Like
no.
You just
just have to deal with it?
Yeah. I mean, you can go to a therapist or you can take something for anxiety. I believe that that is supposed to help, but I'm not sure positive that there is an exact medication for
it. Are you like me when you wake up from that, you clearly remember it and you remember not being able to move and you're like, I hate when that happens.
It's terrifying. It honestly is terrifying.
This feels like a scene from like Nightmare on Elm Street is what it feels like.
It honestly could be. It honestly could be. And sometimes whatever the dream is, it's like one section of it just replays in like a circle. It's like on instant replay over and over and over again.
It is bizarre.
And you just can't wake yourself up.
Caitlin, how often does this happen to you?
It hasn't happened to me in a really long time, but there was a period of time in which it happened quite often.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know if I was going to have to see someone about it, but then they stopped. But she was 100% correct.
Thank you. Yes, I am correct. So thank you, Caitlin. I appreciate you. Thank you for calling and telling Austin. I really appreciate you.
Caitlin, thank you. Thank you for the call.
Thank you guys. And I'm like, oh no, I have to call.
thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Have a good day, guys.
Thank you, Caitlin. Lori and Beecher.
Will you tell Austin that sleep paralysis is a real thing?
Oh my gosh. Yes, it is. It's the most terrifying thing in the entire world. You wait, you're half-ass awake and you feel you can't literally move. And what I thought when it had, the last time it happened to me, I thought somebody had broken into my house and it was in the middle of the night and I woke up but I could not move. I could not literally move any part of my body.
Yeah.
And you lay there in complete fear. And then all of a sudden after a minute or two, you kind of either go back to sleep or you wake up and you're terrified.
It's so true.
It is 100% a real thing. The medical term is a real thing and it is terrifying. That's the only best way I can describe it.
The one that I had when I was 30, I was like half awake and I knew I was awake, but dreaming. And in my dream, I had an evil person holding me down. Like,
oh my gosh.
Standing over me, holding my legs and my arms down. And I couldn't move. And it was the craziest thing I've ever had. So thank you so much for calling and explaining that.
Yes, and mine was, I thought as somebody had broken into my house and I was trying to get out of the bed and run and I couldn't move. And it was a dream. Melissa, you were right.
Thank you.
Being half awake, that you're basically, we must have sleep paralysis during this show every morning, right, Mel?
No.
Lori, thank you so much for this call. We appreciate
it. Thanks, Lori.
Check your sundials, people, because the time is 8:35-ish, which means it's time for the 5 at 8:35. Brought to you by our friends in Rosen Hyundai in Algonquin or Kenosha. Today, we've got Liz in LaPorte, like the alliteration there, going up against Nicole in Bolingbrook. Nicole, why don't you say hello to Liz?
Hi, Liz. Hello.
Girls, you are up for these Christmas Brett Eldridge tickets at the Chicago Theater. It's a sold-out show. Now, with the 5 at 8:35, we've got five country questions. There's only one rule to the game, but very important. It's that your name is your buzzer. Are you both feeling ready to go?
Ready. Right's gonna get.
Okay. Good.
All right. With all of that said, let's play. Question number one. Which country music legend known for Ring of Fire is nicknamed the Man in Black?
Nicole. Johnny Cash.
Is it Johnny Cash? It is. Okay. Nicole's on the board. 1-0.
Question number two. What country star headlined Windy City Smokeout this past summer where you did hear his hit song, Till You Can't?
Nicole. Cody Johnson.
Is it Kojo? It is. Nicole's got a quick 2-0 lead. Yep. Hey, Liz.
Yep.
I'm stalling real quick. Let me get back on your feet. Are you good?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Take a big old swig of coffee and let's jump right back in this thing because if Nicole gets one more, she's got these Brett Eldridge tickets, okay? All right. Here we go. Question number three. What mountain range does Tim McGraw climb in the song Live Like You Were Dying?
Nicole.
3 seconds. Nicole.
Rocky Mountains.
Is it the Rocky Mountains? Nicole, you're going to see Brett Eldridge.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Thank you so much.
Oh my goodness. Wow. That was quick work. Very efficient.
Sorry, Liz. You have a good job.
Well, it's too early for me.
Yeah.
No, listen. Look, we're right there with you, Liz. It is very early for Melissa and I as well.
Yep. We've got one more pair of Brett Eldridge tickets, Liz, tomorrow if you want to try to call back for the 5 at 8:35, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thanks, right. Guys.
Nicole, I hope you're big on Christmas because you're going to have a good old time next month.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Melissa,
Austin,
stop swooning because we are joined now.
I can't help it.
By Ben Shabbat, or better known as Jeremy Allen White Part 2, the winner of the Jeremy Allen White lookalike contest that went down last weekend at Humboldt Park. And Ben, how are you this morning?
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm doing really well. I'm trying to keep my cool. It's been a really amazing experience so far.
First of all, when I heard that they were having this lookalike contest, obviously a big fan of the show, and I'm also a big fan of Jeremy Allen White.
Yeah. You're more of a fan of Jeremy Allen White's Calvin Klein ads, I think.
Well, there was a lot of people that showed up. Can I ask you a question when you were there? Because I'm wondering if when you walked into that event, if basically everybody was like, oh, dude, you got this.
You know, I did hear some people saying that, you know, oh, he looks so much like him or he's going to win. But I don't think it was that obvious because some of the other contestants really, really looked like him, too. There's actually one of the contestants I kept thinking was him. I thought this guy was going to take the cake for sure.
Oh.
But I felt confident, but wouldn't say it was a sure thing by any means.
I love that you rocked the blue apron, too, like the iconic one. Like you looked like him fresh off the set of The Bear.
You know, I had the white shirt. I had the black pants. The blue apron was given to me by a chef and the owner of Honey Butter Fried Chicken, which is a really good restaurant.
Oh, no joke. That's awesome.
Yeah, in the Avondale neighborhood in Chicago. And they gave me the blue apron, and that kind of completed the outfit.
Ben, did you grow your hair out because of this show?
I definitely didn't grow it out because of the show. I think as it's grown out, people have told me I look more and more like him. But actually, people used to tell me I looked like him when he was on Shameless, too.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't think it's just the hair. I think we have some facial features in common. But since my hair's grown out, now I get it all the time.
Well, with the shows being shot in Chicago, have you been stopped like on the street? Like where people actually mistake you for him?
Yeah, I have. Not on the street per se, but definitely, you know, if I'm grabbing a cup of coffee from somewhere or in the grocery store or on a plane, you know, people do the double take.
And
I think people think I look like him, and then they can usually figure out just based on the context that I'm not him. They'll see I'm flying coach instead of first class.
Yeah. At the Timothy Chalamet lookalike in New York, Timothy actually showed up. Were you thinking there was a chance that Jeremy Allen White would show up?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely thought there was a chance. I was hopeful. That would have been, you know, a really cool thing. I think everybody that showed up was kind of crossing their fingers and hoping that was the case, but he didn't. Fortunately, there were a ton of people there that looked like him, and so it's kind of the next best thing.
That would have been great if he did show up and nobody just recognized him.
I was going to say, what if he just blended in just to watch and then never said anything?
Yeah.
Do you think there's any future now being a lookalike, or are you expecting a call coming from L.A. where they're like, we need you to stand in for Jeremy Allen White?
I don't know. If his team or he gave me a call, that would be, you know, unbelievable. You know, if they needed, like, Carmi to have you know, a new cousin on the next season. I'm open to anything. But no, you know, in all seriousness, if he did reach out to me, it would be such an honor. He's such a legend.
Okay, well, listen, Jeremy Allen White's people, if you need to reach him, Ben Shabbat, get in touch with him. Let him be on the next Calvin Klein ad.
I don't know how I feel about that one. But
Ben, you're the best, dude. Congratulations, and thanks so much for your time, man.
Come on out to some US 99 events so we can throw all the listeners off.
All right, that sounds great.
Okay. Right.
It's Melissa and Austin.
On US 99.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.